Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with 2 hours of jazz, swing and blues music, which I do hope will provide you with some entertainment. I also hope the music I play will approach your own preferences in the wide range of styles and sounds which we hear in this great music. If not, then it is likely that my opening music today will have endorsed your viewpoint of today's host. That was The Villain, played there by Ralph Sutton on piano, and it was recorded for the Down Home label in San Francisco in November 1949. And I do hope that the speaker and the last strike are not reconciled in your own mind. Last week, to celebrate the centenary of the birth of tenorist Lucky Thompson, I played a number of discs from his output of records sessions, a couple of which were not included due to time constraints. But I think they're interesting enough to continue with these thoughts about Lucky Thompson's centenary. The first of these features Lucky Thompson on soprano saxophone, an instrument he didn't include in his repertoire until rather later in his career. This is Slow Dough, and I suspect that relates to the times that payment to Lucky was not immediately forthcoming. Lucky Thompson, soprano sax, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Willie Ruff on bass, and Wally Perkins on drums. This was recorded in the J. Cena Studios, New York City, around 1961. This is Slow Dough. Thank you. Lucky Thompson with Slow Dough. The last of my Lucky Thompson tracks was recorded when Thompson was domiciled in France. These occasions, when in Europe, provided some fruitful times and sessions for Lucky. He recorded on numerous occasions, and this next music dates from spring 1961. Here we have Lucky Thompson tenor, Marshall Salal piano, and Peter Trunk bass, and another expatriate American, Kenny Clark, on drums. As I mentioned, recorded in Paris, spring 1961. Lord, Lord, am I gonna know?
Hello, Mark, and hello there, everyone in England. This is Lucky Thompson here in good old New York City. On a very beautiful Tuesday, I think it is March 20th, in 68. I'd like to say that I feel very warm inside, knowing that I've been chosen by you to honor during your next convention. But I'm somewhat saddened by the fact that I feel like a man who's being paid for something he's yet to do. And that's due to the fact that I feel that I have only scratched the surface of what I know that I'm capable of doing. Like to feel myself worthy of such an honor as this. So, please bear with me, and I hope that one day soon I'll be able to find new openings by which to share these many blessings that God has so chosen to entrust in me. Thank you.
Yes, from Paris. That was Lucky Thompson with Lord, Lord, Am I Ever Gonna Know? And prior to that, I thought you might like to hear a message from Lucky Thompson, which kind of outlined some of his viewpoints on where he was and what he was doing. And that really concludes the section I've done on Lucky Thompson on his centenary year. On the first of those Lucky Thompson tracks, the pianist was Tommy Flanagan, a keyboard man who has been heard on numerous playlists over the last years here on Swing Time. The frequency of these appearances as a sideman gives testimony to the regard in which his pianistic abilities were held by his contemporaries and certainly by the record producers. This next extended track gives us, or allows us, to hear Tommy as the main man on the session. The Tommy Flanagan composition, Little Rock, I presume relative to the geographical location in America, is a fine blues with the pianist on superlative form. This is a prestige recording, but from when Tommy was on tour in Sweden. This is Little Rock by the Tommy Flanagan Trio, who are Tommy Flanagan piano, Wilbur Little bass, and Elwin Jones on drums. It was recorded in Stockholm in Sweden on the 15th of August 1957. Little Rock. Mike Coates here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is Swing Time. Although John Yule is taking leave of absence this week, that's no reason not to include at least some of the musicians who would usually crop up in John's playlist. Two of them do so here. Another trio group of more recent vintage, led by drummer Jerry Gibbs. The pianist is Chick Corea, the bass player is Ron Carter, and as I mentioned, the drummer is Jerry Gibbs. I can't give you a more precise date than 2020 or 2021 for this recording, and this is another tribute title in essence, Tango for Terry. The Terry in question here being Gary Gibbs' father. Tango for Terry. Thank you. some fine bass playing there, I thought, imaginative as well, from bass player Ron. Sadly, not too long after that session, Chick Corea passed away. And whilst I'm not sure if it was his last session, it certainly was towards the end of his career. The group, who are collectively known as the Thrasher Trio, number one, did plan to make further recordings, but sadly this never came about. However, the last track does permit me to keep the programme today in the family, as it were. This is Terry Gibbs leading a group from much earlier, as we shall hear, and they are playing the Duke's Sea Jam Blues. It's not often that we hear an accordion as the main keyboard voice, and in this instance, it's Pete Jolly who plays the accordion. The rest of the group are Terry Gibbs on vibes, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Gary Frommer on drums. I said it was recorded earlier in Los Angeles on the 4th of December 1957. This is the Duke's Sea Jam Blues. Thank you. Duke Ellington's Sea Jam Blues, played there by Pete Jolly to the fore on accordion. And might I say, as far as I am aware, not a gypsy in sight when that was recorded. Early this year, I mentioned that this was also Sarah Vaughan's centenary. And I'm going to play a track from 1954 now. The selection was from a session that was led by Clifford Brown. But the front line lay out on this vocal embraceable view, and the accompanying musicians there are Jimmy Jones on piano, Joe Benjamin bass, Roy Haynes on drums, and Ernie Wilkins did in fact direct and arrange all the items on this, as I said, Clifford Brown album. Whether this applied to Embraceable You, I'm not sure. But I really think that Sarah did a good job, whatever anybody's other input was. This is Embraceable You.
My sweet, embraceable you. Embrace me. You irreplaceable you. One look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone brings out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Naughty baby, come to mama, do my sweet embrace of you. Thank you. dreams about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty, naughty baby. Come to mama. Come to mama, do my sweet embraceable
Sarah Vaughan with Embraceable You on the 18th of December 1954 in New York City. The centennial anniversaries seem to be coming thick and fast. One, somewhat nearer to home, occurred on Friday, the 21st of June 2024, last week. This then, on the 25th of June 2024, is a tribute to Wally Fawkes, who was born on the 21st. Here he is with fellow clarinet player Acca Bilk. They play the Charlie Shavers jazz standard, Undecided. With them, with Acca and Wally, both on clarinets, are Stan Gregg piano, Tony Pitt guitar, Clive Morton bass, and Richie Bryant drums. This was recorded at the Dankworth Pad, the Stables in Wavendon, on the 19th of February 2002. My guess is that if you are wired up correctly, if you will excuse that expression, is that Wally Fawkes is coming through the left channel. Undecided by Wally Fawkes and Acca Bilk. Thank you. Yes, that was Undecided by Aka Bilk and Wally Fawkes. For listeners of more mature years, their first encounter with Wally Fawkes would have been when he was a member of the Humphrey Littleton's band. And in 1953, Humph played, really, Wally's tune. The Humphrey Littleton band, with Littleton on trumpet, Keith Christie trombone, Ian Christie, brother to Keith, and Wally Fawkes on clarinets, George Webb on piano, George Webb's band being the first one that Wally appeared with, I believe, Buddy Valley's banjo, Mickey Ashman on bass, and George Hopkinson on drums. Recorded in London on the 24th of January 1953, this is Trog's Blues. Yes, vintage traditional jazz there from the Humphrey Littleton Band with Trog's Blues, my centenary tribute to Wally Fawkes. I do hope you'll join me after the break.